Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Showers will dot radar, so you may need the wet weather gear at least momentarily. Temperatures around 70 to 75 degrees. This evening and into the overnight, we're expecting some gusty thunderstorms to develop. They will be isolated within the showers. Temperatures mid-50s to lower 60s by early tomorrow morning. Highs on your Thursday, upper 70s to lower 80s with a chance for a stray shower. Mostly cloudy near 70 on Friday, and we're in the 60s for the weekend. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin in the First Alert Weather Center.
Clouds continue. We have 63 in Northwest, Laurel at 62, 65 in Springfield.
This is WTOP News. Facts matter.
This hour of news is brought to you by Lido Pizza. Lido Pizza never cuts corners.
Good day. I'm Mark Lewis. Coming up, the FAA has ordered a ground stop for Alaska Airlines flights across the country. It was a rough morning for commuters in our area. Delays lasted for many hours, stretching for many miles.
Women's college hoops saw a surge in popularity this year. So are the Mystics in that mix, too? I'm John Doman.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 95 points. 12 noon.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Steve Kathan. Congress hears from a whistleblower.
I have serious concerns about the safety of the 787 and 777 aircraft, and I'm willing to take on professional risk to talk about them.
Sam Salapour, a Boeing quality engineer, speaking out as a Senate committee investigates safety concerns at the jet maker.
I have analyzed Boeing's own data to conclude that the company is taking manufacturing shortcuts on the 787 program that may significantly reduce the airplane safety and the life cycle.
He says Boeing has not closed the smallest gaps uncovered in the fuselage assembly of the 787, something that, in his words, could be a matter of life and death. An IT outage during a system upgrade is blamed for a grounding this morning of all Alaska Airlines flights. Now to Washington, CBS's Nicole Killian has more on the impeachment of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
Senators will be sworn in this afternoon for a trial. Senate Democrats want to dismiss this trial quickly, while most Republicans argue that it should be allowed to proceed. A DHS spokesperson has called the proceedings baseless.
A 6.3 earthquake rattled western Japan. No reports of major damage. Here at home, damage assessments are going on today in four Midwest states after tornadoes. Injuries reported, but no fatalities. President Biden is calling for a tripling of tariffs on steel from China to protect American producers as he campaigns in western Pennsylvania. CBS's Linda Kenyon.
The president's speech is meant to show his unwavering support for union workers and for American manufacturing. It comes amid his calls for the U.S. Trade Representative to consider raising existing tariffs against Chinese steel and aluminum, saying China is flooding the market with cheap products. Biden is also urging Mexico to work with the U.S. since China and other countries have managed to evade tariffs by importing their products to the U.S. through Mexico.
The U.N. is appealing for nearly $3 billion to provide aid to 3 million Palestinians in war-torn Gaza. CBS's Deborah Pata.
The UN says it's not just about food, but distribution, which is hindered by the almost total destruction of civilian infrastructure in Gaza. In the north, one bakery was brought to life for the first time in 6 months after receiving fuel and flour. For many, it is a lifeline. It had reached the point, Wissam Daoud said, where we were eating animal feed.
Ford is recalling more than 400,000 Bronco Sport and Maverick vehicles due to a battery issue that can mean a loss of drive power. The Dow is down 90. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your home and auto. Save when you bundle. Get a quote at progressive.com. That's progressive.com.
12:03 on WTOP, Hump Day Wednesday. It's April 17. Clouds in 62 degrees, heading into the 70s. Good afternoon. afternoon, I'm Mark Lewis with the top local stories we're following at this hour. It was one of those mornings for drivers on the Beltway and many other area roads. It all started with overnight road construction that ran overtime, leading to massive delays for commuters that stretched for miles and lasted for hours. Construction near the Dulles Toll Road and Georgetown Pike lasted longer than expected and was not completed until 7 o'clock. And that translated into delays on the Beltway on both sides of the American Legion Bridge. VDOT's Michelle Holland says the construction is expected back tonight.
We do have overnight work planned again for the same type of work where they're going to be lifting more girders or beams for the bridges. They're planning to go out and work tonight during overnight and tomorrow night. And it will most likely continue next week as well, because there are several other bridges throughout the project corridor where they need to lift the steel beams into place. Our goal is to have all of the lanes reopened by 5 a.m. during weekday travel periods. And once they get started, they, as I said, they have to complete the operation before they can pull out of the road.
Delays started in the early morning hours and extended throughout the morning commute. And to add insult to injury, a disabled tractor trailer added to those delays, but that has since been cleared. We'll get an update for you on how things are moving in just a few minutes when we check in with Rob Stallworth on the 8s. Record numbers of fans are tuning in to women's basketball these days, even the recent WNBA draft. The Mystics play in the second smallest arena in the WNBA, and WTOP's John Dobin says that means the team could be a hot ticket this summer.
While interest in the Mystics has been up in recent years,
demand this season has really been unprecedented.
Allison McCauley's the chief business officer for the Mystics.
And the interest, especially after Monday night's draft, has really been extraordinary.
Season tickets and single game tickets are up substantially. Well into the double digits is about as much as she would say about it. Tickets for the game that brings Caitlin Clark to town in June are selling for hundreds of dollars right now. And McCauley admits there's some discussion about moving that and some other games to bigger venues.
We'd really like to allow as many fans as possible to enjoy the game.
John Dome in WTOP News.
Congress is taking a fresh look at why the D.C. National Guard was delayed for hours before responding to the Capitol on January 6th of 2021. WTOP's Mitchell Miller has more today on the Hill.
The chairman of a House panel, Georgia Republican Barry Loudermilk, says it took more than 3 hours for the D.C. National Guard to deploy after people broke into the Capitol.
The New Jersey State Police, from nearly 150 miles away, responded to the Capitol before the D.C. National Guard.
Michael Brooks, who was the senior enlisted leader of the D.C. Guard at the time, says it was frustrating knowing he and others were just down the road as the rioting unfolded.
We were there. And we were ready.
Today's testimony backs up accounts that senior officials at the Pentagon were concerned about the optics of sending in the Guard. The January 6th committee concluded that former President Trump didn't reach out to the defense secretary or others during the violence. On Capitol Hill, Mitchell Miller, WTOP News.
The Virginia General Assembly is back in Richmond today with a loaded list of priorities and amendments to address. More from WTOP's Luke Lukert.
One amendment would include so-called skill games, those gambling machines that you may see at a convenience store. A bill passed by the General Assembly would legalize, regulate, and tax those machines. But the governor is proposing changes that would put far stricter limits, like how close they can be to a church or daycare, and would tax them at a higher rate. Convenience stores around Virginia staged demonstrations this week, briefly halting lottery ticket sales. The initial bill garnered strong bipartisan support and could potentially face a veto override. Luke Luger, WTOP News.
Keep it here on WTOP, up ahead in Money News.
One company's layoffs, despite the fact business is good. I'm Jeff Claybaugh.
Traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
Hi, I'm Patricia Farrick, president of FVC Bank. With me today is Dr. Christopher Good, spine surgeon, president, and CEO of the Virginia Spine Institute in Reston, Virginia.
At the Virginia Spine Institute, we pride ourselves on building personal relationships with our patients. And as a business owner, I need the same type of care from my bank. I have moved our banking to FVC Bank because of their dedication to crafting personalized financial plans that suit our needs.
Visit FVCBank.com. Member FDIC.
1208.
Michael & Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael & Son.
Now, traffic and weather on the 8th to Rob Stallworth in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Thanks, Mark. On the outer loop, as you head toward 355, we had a broken down truck blocking the left half of the roadway, so watch out for that. Also, within a delay, we had a crash reported to us before 355. That is clear to the right shoulder. Your travel lanes have been reopened. Inner loop near 201 Kenilworth Avenue, that broken down vehicle is gone. All your travel lanes have been reopened. The issue remains at this point on 198 eastbound at Whiskey Bottom Road. Follow police direction for the crash, which is now in investigation. On 198 eastbound at Whiskey Bottom Road, westbound lanes are indeed reported to be open. 450 Annapolis Road between Racetrack Road and Stony Brook Drive, that crash is cleared. All your travel lanes have been reopened. BW Parkway northbound headed toward 197. A single right lane gets you by the work zone. In Upper Marlboro, southbound Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue before the Suitland Parkway, we understand the right lane is blocked for the work zone. In Silver Spring, Georgia Avenue southbound past Veers Mill Road headed toward Windham Lane, that's where the right lane is blocked for the work zone. Traveling in Virginia on the outer loop between the Georgetown Pike and Dulles Toll Road, that work continues to block the right lane there. That's where your delays are so bad, stretching back into Maryland, coming past the southbound 270 spur. Otherwise, if you're in Virginia on I-95 southbound, leaving Lorton, headed down toward Dumfries, that's where the work zone beyond Dale City continues to block the right lane. Northbound I-95 delays, leaving Triangle, headed toward the Dale City truck scales, where that work is in the right lane as well. Further southbound on I-95, after Route 1 in Spotsylvania, we had a single left lane getting you by the work zone there. And if you're traveling on South Washington Street in Alexandria, northbound after the Beltway, a single lane gets you by the paving operations as you head toward Duke Street. Beyond that, your travel lane should be open and available. If you're looking for a carefree ownership of a new car, check out Fitzgerald Hyundai and the Hyundai Tucson with 3 years free maintenance. Go to fitzmall.com for the no-haggle, no-hassle price. I'm Rob Stallworth, WTOP Traffic.
Steve Rudin with the 7 News First Alert Forecast.
Mostly cloudy skies for the remainder of the afternoon with scattered showers. Moving into the evening and overnight, a better chance for showers, even some gusty thunderstorms. Temperatures will eventually fall to the 50s to lower 60s by early tomorrow morning. Partly cloudy tomorrow, a stray shower, upper 70s to lower 80s. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin in the First Alert Weather Center.
Cloudy and 63 right now in Washington, brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com. It's 1210 on WTOP. Money News at 10 and 40 with Jeff Claybaugh.
Outdoor gear and apparel company L.L. Bean is reducing customer call center hours and laying off an unspecified number of those employees. It's not because business is bad. Just the opposite. L.L. Bean is opening more stores. It says fewer customers use the customer service line. L.L.B. has just one store in the D.C. area. It's at Pike and Rose in North Bethesda. Boeing's quality crisis is costing customers now. United Airlines has slashed Boeing aircraft deliveries for this year and will lease Airbus A321 Neo jets for its fleet. The temporary grounding of the 737 MAX 9 led to a $200 million charge for United Airlines alone last quarter. More potential homebuyers are looking for alternative mortgage loans. FAA and VA mortgage loan applications accounted for 25% of all mortgage applications last week. The Dow is now down 130 points. The S&P 500 is down 24. That's a half percent. The Nasdaq's down 131, a 1% loss. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
Bank of America has powerful digital solutions for local and global businesses, so you can make every move matter. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. Bank of America N.A. Copyright 2024.
In the minutes ahead, a close-up look at salvage operations at the collapsed Key Bridge in Baltimore. It's 1212.
For those of you who are unaware, T-Mobile calls themselves the Un-Carrier, which is fitting considering they've just unexpectedly unraveled their price lock guarantee for new customers. If you ask me, that's pretty uncool. If you're uncomfortable with a company that says one thing but unapologetically does another, it's time to unlike and unfollow the Un-Carrier and switch to Xfinity, whose whole home Wi-Fi, wired internet, service, speed, and reliability are unparalleled. Unjoin the Un-Carrier. Switch to Xfinity. Ask how you can save more than $1,000 over T-Mobile in your first year when you get Xfinity Internet and add Xfinity Mobile. To learn more, go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Restrictions apply. Compares promotional pricing for Xfinity Connect More Internet and two Xfinity Mobile Unlimited Plus lines versus T-Mobile Home Internet and two T-Mobile Magenta Plan lines. Wi-Fi equipment not included. After promo, regular internet and mobile rates apply. Xfinity Mobile requires Xfinity Internet.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
Want to keep your gas-powered engines running like new? Stables' proprietary formulas are proven by third-party testing to outperform the competition in keeping fuel fresh, preventing corrosion, and cleaning the entire fuel system. With Stable, you can have confidence you are doing the right thing for your engine's long-term health. Just pour into your gas can or fuel tank, then top off with fresh fuel. At every fill-up or when you store, start with Stable. Available where fuel additives are sold.
Is your IRS tax debt making you feel anxious? The professionals at Allies Tax Relief are ready to negotiate your fresh start. Call them now at 800-230-5174.
Just ahead, some fresh reminders to slow down in highway work zones, or it could really cost you. More from WTOP in 30 seconds.
So your neighbor has just taken up sumo wrestling and loves to practice in their backyard on full display. And let's just say you're not thrilled with the view. You're longing for privacy, and it's the perfect time because right now Long Fence is offering 25% off privacy fences. Their team of experts can install the fence of your dreams so you can relax. Visit longfence.com to schedule your free estimate today.
There's a long time name for quality.
When you wake up each morning, you need three things. Plenty of coffee, something to munch on, and the updated forecast. Plan your day with 7 News First Alert weather updates every 10 minutes on the 8th. Only on WTOP, Washington's top news.
At 12:15, thanks for joining us. I'm Mark Lewis. Crews continue a massive salvage operation today at the scene of the collapsed Key Bridge as giant chunks of metal and concrete are still sticking out of the water. WTOP's Nick Ionelli joined the Coast Guard out on the Patapsco River to get a close-up look at the progress they're making. And he talked about the experience with WTOP's John and Michelle this morning.
The Coast Guard got us really close, just a couple hundred yards or so from the cargo ship that crashed into the bridge. We were basically in the shadow of the ship. And it was a weird contrast because the weather was so nice, with blue skies, hardly any clouds. But as our boat slowed down and we approached the massive ship and the debris field, it was shocking. Long, twisted pieces of steel are sticking up out of the water, towering above our boat. We were so close, you could see rust along the bottom of the cargo ship. You could see individually the thousands of containers of freight that are still sitting there, stacked on top of each other. And surrounding the ship, it's catastrophic damage. The water is littered with concrete and steel and pieces of the roadway that came crashing down. Some of that debris is so big and tall, you have to actually look up at it, kind of like you're looking toward the top of a tall building.
We also have been hearing about just how muddy and murky that water is. What did you see up close?
The water is a dark green. It's an olive color, and it's about as see-through as a piece of cardboard, John. Even on a clear day with hardly any clouds, you look down and you can't see anything whatsoever below the surface. One diver with Maryland State Police told me that the best case scenario when they're down there is they can see about 8 inches in front of their face. He compared it to driving in a blizzard with your bright lights on. In order for the divers to do their work there, they have to feel around with their hands, waving their hands back and forth rather than looking around because the visibility in this water, it is basically zero.
Anything else you learned during your trip or from the Coast Guard?
Well, something I didn't realize until we got right up next to the collapse site is that there is a huge gaping hole in the front of the ship caused by pieces of the bridge falling down and like a knife slicing right down through the steel on the front of the ship. It gives you a feel for how violent and chaotic the whole collapse was. And the fact that this all happened within just seconds, it's hard to wrap your head around that. The Coast Guard, one member of the Coast Guard told me that when he first saw the scene, it looked like something out of a superhero movie or something like that, when there's a giant disaster that you see on the big screen in a film. And then it got really sad at one point because we passed a long line of streetlights that are under the water. You can see the tops of the lights sticking up out of the Patapsco River. And seeing that was such a reminder of how extreme this was and how this whole structure is just gone. It's just destroyed and it's under the water now.
That's WTOP's Nick Iannelli. At 12:18, traffic and weather on the 8s. Let's get an update from Rob Stallworth in the traffic center.
I don't know if they want an update from me, Mark. Uh-oh. We still have problems, especially on the outer loop in Maryland as you leave Georgia Avenue headed toward 355. Broken down truck was blocking two left lanes. Still, at this point, your delays stretch back to Georgia Avenue on the outer loop as you head toward 355. Then again, approaching River Road, headed across the American Legion Bridge and into Virginia. In Virginia, of course, the outer loop between the Georgetown Pike and Dulles Toll Road, still with the right lane blocked for the work zone there. Back in Maryland on the BW Parkway northbound toward 197, a single right lane gets you through the work zone. In Annapolis, Route 2, Solomon's Island Road at Forest Drive. Follow police direction for the crash response in the intersection there. 198 eastbound at Whiskey Bottom Road. You're still under police direction for the crash investigation. Your westbound lanes of 198 as you head toward Whiskey Bottom Road are indeed open. Traveling at this point on Georgia Avenue southbound after Veers Mill Road, that's where we had the right lane blocked for the work zone as you head toward Windham Lane. In Virginia, on 66, you're in good shape between Gainesville and Roslyn. Traveling I-95 southbound after Route 1 in Spotsylvania, that crash has cleared. All your travel lanes are open, but delays remain in that location. Further, as you travel northbound toward Dale City and the truck scales, that's where the right lane is blocked for the work. Southbound I-95 after the Dale City exit 156, that's where the right lane is blocked for the work zone. Your delays southbound there are leaving Lorton, headed across the Occoquan down toward Dumfries. Traveling in the district, northbound DC 295 toward Burroughs Avenue, we have the right side blocked for the work zone. Southbound DC 295 on the brakes as you leave Burroughs Avenue, headed down toward East Capitol Street, with your travel lanes open today. And now a list of things from Progressive Insurance: home, auto, boat, motorcycle, RV, and ATV. Progressive protects them all. Learn more about bundling at progressive.com. That's progressive.com. I'm Rob Stallworth, WTOP Traffic.
7 News First Alert meteorologist Mark Pena joining us live now. Mark, looking forward to a little bit of rain today. Maybe that'll help us out with this pollen.
You know, I hope it does, because I cannot stop sneezing over here. We do have a line of some broken showers approaching the I-95 corridor right now after some showers earlier today. This is expected to bring just a few hundredth of an inch of rain. You're probably using your windshield wipers right now if you're driving along I-66 around the plains heading towards Gainesville. This is a very light shower activity that's expected for the rest of today. Temperatures will top out in the low 70s. And for tonight, tracking the chance for some thunderstorms, very isolated in nature. Some of these could pack quite a punch, though. We are tracking some of them to bring some gusty winds, maybe some small pieces of hail. Nowhere like we saw on Monday, but that threat is there. So just make sure to stay up to date with us as we continue to monitor the forecast. By tomorrow, looking at clearing skies, temperatures in the mid to upper 70s to even some low 80s with partly cloudy skies. And Friday, mostly cloudy. There's a chance at a stray shower or a sprinkle. Most of us looking to stay dry as temperatures will be around 70 degrees. And your weekend looking nice. Partly cloudy for both Saturday and Sunday. Temperatures warmer on Saturday with highs around 70. Another front comes through, but comes through dry, dropping temperatures for Sunday with highs on either side of 60 degrees. So your radar right now, again, seeing some shower activity, very light in nature. Temperature-wise, we're stuck in the 60s. It's 63 downtown, 66 out in Tysons, and 65 in Bowie.
And the forecast is brought to you by Gutter Helmet. Say goodbye to gutter cleaning. Hello to more free time with Gutter Helmet. 888-5-HELMET. Just ahead.
Bringing back ferry service on the Potomac. Why it seems increasingly possible. I'm Kate Ryan.
It's 1222.
more, more, more. Hi, Little Bob here from Bob's Discount Furniture. Here to let you know that we're opening two brand new showrooms in Springfield and Dulles, bringing even more of my everyday low prices to the people of Virginia on highly rated furniture, mattresses, and more. And if you can't wait, MyBobs.com is the quickest and easiest way to get unbeatable furniture prices delivered straight to your home today. That's two brand spanking new Bob's Discount Furniture stores coming to Springfield and Dulles this Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, my Bob!
Bob's Discount Furniture.
When we made our McDonald's Spicy Chicken McNuggets, you were praise hands emoji. Then we ran out, and you were streaming tears emoji. Now they're back, so you can be grinning face with sweat emoji. Order ahead on the McDonald's app.
And get money mouth face emoji with two orders of crispy, irresistible 10-piece McNuggets, spicy or classic, for just $6. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Single item at regular price.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. We all have that friend who wakes up early to go get everyone McDonald's breakfast, while the rest of us sleep in. This is your sign to thank them. And if you're that friend, this is us saying thank you.
Just a friendly reminder that right now, get any size iced coffee before 11 a.m. for just 99 cents. And a satisfying sausage McMuffin with egg is just $2.79. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Just into WTOP, we have an update on the situation with Alaska Airlines today. You may recall a ground stop was issued just before 11 o'clock this morning. It has now been lifted. However, we're hearing now there may be problems throughout the day.
Alaska Airlines says there could be residual delays all day after it asked the FAA for a ground stop holding all Alaska flights along with its regional carrier, Horizon Air. The reason was an upgrade Alaska did to its weight and balance system for flights, which didn't go so well. So for an hour, all Alaska planes that were on the ground stayed on the ground. The issue is fixed for now, but the impact could cause delays all day. Alex Stone, EBC News.
You'll need to slow down in highway work zones. That's the message during this Work Zone Safety Week in Maryland, ahead of the start of summer road project season. Six highway workers last year were killed when a speeding driver crashed into them on the Beltway in Baltimore. Colonel Roland Butler with Maryland State Police says preventing accidents is priority one.
Most common causes of work zone-related crashes are distracted driving, following a vehicle too closely, and speeding, all things that motorists have control over.
Fines for speeding through a Maryland work zone will double starting in June.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
12:25, well, look here. It's George Wallace, and we're talking playoffs.
That's right. Cavs back in the playoffs with that win last night over Philadelphia, getting the empty netter as they clinch a playoff berth. They'll match up with former head coach Peter Laviolette and the New York Rangers, teams splitting the series this season. For TJ Oshie, making the playoffs the way they did,
I think it just shows to the character and